Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a perineal wash, Cardi B to Jackie O, and bleaching vagina talk. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. I just want to take a minute to say a few words to the guy who broke into my car last night. Yeah, Namnets, I'm talking to you. What the hell's wrong with you anyways, man? Why'd you have to bust my driver's side window? Didn't you notice the passenger side window was already broke and patched up? I mean, why'd you think I had a big old hefty garbage bag taped across there for? Or did you start to go in that way and think to yourself, oh, I better not. That looks like 3-ply and that stuff's a bitch to poke through. I mean, now I'm going to have to find another garbage bag from a driver's window. I won't even be able to turn anymore because I can't see out of either side, man. Just the front and back. I'll only be able to drive in a straight line. Think about it. That's going to take a lot of planning for every trip. Mm-hmm. I swear to God it will. And what did you think you were going to find, Dellinger? You got my cassette player, but it don't work. I'm going to tell the insurance company it was a combination CD, high-def, DVD player anyways. Uh-huh. So you did me a favor. And then you went and left all my tapes. Man, I had a Whitesnake, Poison, 2 Def Leppards, and you didn't touch any of them. What are you, some kind of homo? I mean, if you was fishing for some Jim Croce or Joni Mitchells, then why in the hell did you bust into an 86 Camaro 4 anyways? Hell, the original pinstriping alone's worth $300 or $400, but you didn't even touch it. And I know I had about $2 in change in the ashtray, man. Or if my insurance agent is listening, $2 in change and about $20 in unused arcade tokens, and my best friend Scotty Winkler can vouch for it because he's been chasing my record on Golden Tee for like 2 months. I swear to God he has. And I just want you to know that you're a jerk. And that's why I'm saying it right to your face. Because stealing is wrong, man. I swear to God it is. I mean, I work hard for my money, man. I bust my butt for this wage. And I don't need some...
Donnie, this is like your fourth break already this morning. Everybody's covering for you while you're gabbing. Now get back to work.
Shut up, Randy. Don't make me go all CSI on your ass, man. Because I swear to God I will. All I gotta do is lift your fingerprints off that coffee mug, plant them in my car, and you'll go away for life as a 3-time loser. It's a 3-strikes law. I swear to God it is. Look it up.
How do you figure I'm a 3-time loser?
Well, one, you're ugly, and two, you're queer. That's 2 strikes right there in your face. You do the math. I gotta go.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
So I just went into the green room, which I ordinarily do not do.
That's true.
What were you doing in there?
We never
You're not allowed
you
in there.
That's exactly
stealing
right.
Stealing food? What are you doing? I got my own refrigerator in my office now.
Green room's where the cool kids hang out.
Well, that's fine. That's, you guys are in there, therefore I am not. Mm-hmm. Your presence defines my absence.
In the, that's
in the,
okay.
In the interests of
really
safety and health.
Free. Yeah. So I just sanitized, and you can probably smell them. So I go in there, and I don't know how this got in there. Has anybody seen this little bottle that was in there?
It was next to the coffee maker?
Next to the coffee machine.
No.
I thought it was hand sanitizer.
Do you know where this
what
came from,
it?
Dean?
Didn't even notice.
I assumed it was hand sanitizer, too, which is why I was reaching for it, because I'd entered the germ realm that is the green room.
Where all what the other people are.
Well, since you're not going to believe me, I'm going to toss this to you, Josh.
Yeah.
I want you to explain what this is. I have no idea where it came from.
It's a small bottle.
Looks like
spritz,
hand sanitizer.
Spritz bottle.
It's purple.
It's purple liquid in there, and it's... Well, it's perineal wash.
What?
What?
Perineal wash. Dawn Mist Incontinence is the brand. Or the...
Wait a minute.
And it says it has a light floral fragrance.
Is this for washing your perineum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to just regular old soap?
That apparently is a special, this is a special taint.
Are you supposed
really?
That's what your perineum, it's your taint?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The perineum is the area between the bung hole, I believe.
Between
is
the V and the A on the
and the genitalia.
It smells quite nice.
It taint germ.
Yeah, yeah. Now, my guess is, this is one of those things that it's kind of a chuckle until you need it. I assume this must be for
why would you
people,
need this?
If someone is maybe wearing adult diapers and they have to clean up between, I
would
assume.
Think so, yeah.
Oh.
You just give it the old...
Yeah, a little spritz and you're done.
Give it the old one.
How does it smell?
Floral.
Okay.
Yeah, it smells. This isn't uninviting. If somebody's taint smelled like this,
why couldn't you just use one of those wipes that they have in?
I don't know. Maybe this is some poor guy probably or some couple invested their life savings to create perineum wash, and I hope they're doing well with it.
I do.
Wow. That
directions: apply to soiled area and wipe clean. Repeat as necessary.
That wasn't on Shark Tank, was it?
Use to clean soiled skin in the perineal area.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, it's one of those things that's funny until you need it.
It does not require rinsing.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
That's nice.
Okay.
It
so
just
it's
evaporates,
like
huh?
Is it magic? I'm sure it's got some soap or something in it, and it's got a floral scent. Again, this is one of those things, if you had some kind of issue down there, it would be...
Right.
This will be interesting. Of all of us, who do you think needs the perineum wash the most? Go ahead. Be honest.
I don't know. I don't know why it was sitting in the green room.
I don't either.
Here's the thing. We don't know if this were set there as a joke or if somebody needs it and set it down and forgot it was there.
Yeah.
Someone's been using it and forgot it was in.
Well, someone has all those wipes in the bathroom that are supposed to be flushable. By the way, they're not.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Oh, they're flushable.
Those
but they clog up the system.
What are those,
Chick? Shower in the middle of the day.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, any plumber will tell you, there are a lot of things that are flushable.
They clean up the...
Remember, one of my daughters flushed down a Barbie head, but that doesn't mean it didn't clog up the whole system.
Barbie didn't have the vigorish for the alone.
Yeah,
you wrap them in towels and throw them in the trash.
Yes.
Well, what I do, those are after wipes, if you will.
Yes.
You take care of things with the toilet paper, and then those go on after. And then I put them in the that's why I do my business in the women's rec, because I put them in the tampon display.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. Really?
You're not lingering.
I don't think you would even clean that out.
That sounds horrible.
It's just right next to the toilet.
You're not lingering around that thing.
You're just a monster.
You know what? Next time I'll leave them on your desk.
An argument can be made that I'd rather have blood in there than feces. Okay.
But what I'm saying is there are trace amounts of feces on the wipes when I use them.
Really? I use them as Rorschach tests.
I take
pictures of them and I send them to people. What is
what
this reminder?
Well, I have never, ever heard of perineum
I thought
wash.
You were going to say, I'm never, ever using the bathroom again.
Well, there's that. I'm going to hold it for 4 hours.
For some reason, there's a thing called perineum wash. What's the
perineal
name of it?
Perineal wash.
Yeah.
Perineal wash. Okay. So the perineum willy is the area between the...
the front and the back.
I thought it was front and the back.
It was the dangly thing in the back of your mouth. In the back of your throat.
That's the uvula. Yeah. This is no taint.
If you use that on your uvula, yikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
actually you know who's brought it's. This is not a joke. The Ducal Corporation.
Ducal.
It's got to be a joke.
This is some printed label.
I don't think so.
It looks pretty legit,
doesn't it? Yeah. And it's simple writing so old people can read it?
I mean, again, if you had this issue...
It's simple writing so old people can read it.
This is for adult diapers.
Okay.
Is
and,
it?
Oh, here we go. Oh, my gosh. You can buy, for $48.81, you can buy a...
better be a case.
It's a, and it comes in giant, this looks like this looks like windshield wiper fluid.
And a big gallon jug.
So this is the thing. Again, if you need it, sorry. I mean, that's rough, but I guess you need it. So
I may try it.
It reminds me, Pat, do you remember the song about when James Brolin was talking about, he started to, there was some idiot saying you should sunbathe your perineum.
Josh Brolin did that.
What did I say?
James Brolin.
Well, right, yeah, Josh Brolin, his son.
Right, okay, Josh.
Yeah, he gave it a shot, and he really burned it. He got sunburn on his taint, didn't he?
Yeah, I can find the story here. I'm just Googling it. Yeah, here it is. Josh Brolin was following some guru named Metaphysical Megan.
Oh, she sounds legit.
She shared it on Instagram. First of all,
on Instagram.
If you follow Metaphysical Megan, you're an idiot. Okay?
I know.
Anyone who calls herself that, I'm surprised she hasn't cured coronavirus yet.
Well, she's doing some very compelling studies.
You're just a denier.
Jeremy Fenton, a dermatologist, said there is some evidence to suggest that the genitals may be more susceptible to skin cancer than other areas of the body, so don't go sunning your genitalia. Josh Brolin had a painful sunburn on his perineum after doing a split leg sunbathing session.
Don't go sunning your genitalia.
Now, Pat, I don't remember the song, but I remember you did something. How does it go?
Brolin, Brolin, Brolin. Man, his taint is swollen. Wasn't from cornholing. Roll. Move it up. Get some cream. Cool it down. Where's my spray? Rawhole. Blistering from the sun. That was dumb. Make it numb. Brolin's burned raw hole.
Yeah.
Woo. So he could have used the perineal wash.
Where were we? Christy Lee, we have to talk about Cardi B and the latest from Cardi.
Brock's-born rapper Cardi B has posted an Instagram story about getting a lip wax and vagina bleaching.
All right.
A 27-year-old former stripper told her 70 million followers in the clip.
That's great.
Which shows only her legs. Quote, I am bleaching my effing...
Vajayjay.
No, cootie cat is what she calls it.
Cootie cat.
So you got to be kind of careful. Yeah, she called it the effing cootie cat.
Yeah, I'm in my crib.
I'm not sure what that means. But
yes, you do. Her vajayjay.
If someone said, do you call it your cootie cat?
I don't, but Cardi B does.
No, but you know what she's talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. You can call it whatever you want.
Hey, all you cootie cats and kittens.
Yeah.
So bleaching it.
She says, I'm in my crib getting my vagina bleached, my underarm bleached, because, you know, sometimes we just quick shave and everything.
Bleached.
And it gets your vagina just a little bit dark and everything. This is a quote.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Are those her calves? Wow. She's got calves like an NFL running back. Holy hell. Look at those.
No, no, she's an athlete.
She is?
You know, she's a dancer. She's
like, athletic.
She is in great shape.
She's thick.
I didn't know she was my age. I didn't know she was 27. Mm-hmm.
The singer says she does not condone skin bleaching generally, just specific parts like the underarms, genitals, and butt. Quote, I don't believe in body bleaching. I just believe in like underarm or like your vagina.
Be careful. Maybe this next part you really can't read.
Yes, I know, Tom. I'm a mature adult.
He still doesn't trust us.
I have been here for 30 years
almost
plus.
Almost 4 decades.
Yep. Well, don't read the part that starts with brown and ends with
I.
But yeah, like else. I'm totally getting my vagina bleached. Yes.
She says.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I guess the good news is her vagina won't get coronavirus.
No.
Why is that?
Because of the bleach.
Bleach will kill it, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't understand where you bleach the vagina. Is this a dumb question? Is it the outside? Is it the innards?
It's got
it has to be the outside.
Innards.
Yeah, I would contact highly qualified physician to have them talk you out of doing this. I can't imagine that there's anything good about this.
Because I know the underarms can get dark. Especially for some women. So I understand that. I've just never seen a darkened vagina.
Huh.
In that way.
She can do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, she's got the money to do it.
Yeah, but when you're encouraging 7 million people, I'm sorry,
70
million people to do something that's probably...
She's not encouraging. Yeah, she's just telling them what she's doing.
She's just
Tom's right. She has to take some responsibility here.
That's not true.
No.
She just puts it up there.
She's an influencer, whether she likes it or not.
70 million people.
It's up there. It's up there.
There's probably a lot of 13-year-olds or 14-year-olds trying to do this.
No.
And, God, yeah,
no.
And I assume, I don't know anything about skin bleaching. I assume it's not just Clorox.
Well, of course not. Well,
but does the average person that's, I mean, I'm assuming.
Right.
You can get.
The average Cardi B follower, I'm guessing.
They may just.
Is it a Rhodes Scholar?
I don't think this is like Pat's hair dye kits. I don't think this is an at-home thing. I think.
Right.
All right.
Oh, I bet it is.
Somebody at home is—they're going to sit in a bowl of peroxide.
I'm assuming there must be a home skin bleaching kit.
Somebody's going to try it with Clorox.
Right.
Why are we talking about it? If we weren't talking about it.
Lemon juice freckles.
Mm-hmm. We'll say it again.
Lemon juice.
What?
If you get like a sunspot or some freckles, lemon juice is supposed to help kind of over time. It's not like you just use it once and gone. But.
Yeah, it's acidic. It scores the skin. Yeah.
What?
Yes. It's called scoring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
and then
know.
If you want some sun in your hair, you throw some lemon juice in it. And
I'm writing this down.
Oh, yeah.
Lighten it up.
Oh, you kickstart your highlights. That's right. Uh-huh. Kickstart the highlights. Yeah.
Or use that sun and stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Remember that?
Oh, I'd spray it. Your hair ends up orange. It does not turn blonde.
I feel like my dad's about to yell, lemons are to be used for iced tea, and that is it.
Iced tea and tradition. Traditional iced tea, by the way.
I'm off lemons in my iced tea.
Because they carry germs.
Because I read that the dirtiest thing in a restaurant is the lemons they put in your tea because they don't wash them.
Yeah, I heard that too.
They say don't get them. Now, limes. Oh, nice.
You ever get a lemon slice in your tea that's mostly seeds?
Yes.
Yeah.
You go, what the hell's this? Straw's clogged.
Well, let's get back to the 70 million followers of Cardi B.
More on lemons and tea. And I,
lemons and tea. So anyway.
I mean, I think it's pretty irresponsible, frankly.
She needs to take some responsibility.
You know, someone's going to end up in a hospital doing this with Clorox.
Now, that's their fault, but she does need to.
I mean, this is, in fact, endorsing this. I just want to be there when some dude that went to medical school and worked hard and passed organic chemistry and some lady walks in and goes, "Doctor, it's my cootie cat."
So it's a bad year for people in power. Bad year for people in power suggesting people use bleach at home. Is what we're trying to say.
I think it is.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Let's move on.
No, of course, it is a good idea to have those bounce sheets on your boobs, right, Christy?
What?
Yeah. Get some real
rub them on your boobs.
Right. You want them to be soft.
Plus, it's funny because it's called bounce.
Yes, absolutely.
Bounce. Yeah, put bounce on your bounce.
Yes.
Put more bounce in your bounce.
And she also dyed her dirt button.
No, she says, I don't think she said she wouldn't do
that. She liked that brown.
She said you can do it, but she likes hers brown.
Likes hers brown.
Survey says.
I like my coffee. And then that's it.
I know a guy who dated a girl who would bleach that area quite a bit.
Yeah?
The anus. And he said.
Was his name Andy?
His name. Is that an anus and Andy joke?
Anus and Andy.
It was not.
He laughed.
He said that it was it was silver. It became very silver.
Silver.
Wait a second. How would Jackie Kennedy, what would she say about that chick?
Well, my anus is silver. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but it's more of a
Mrs. Kennedy. Vermeer.
I think it's a Vermeer, actually.
Well, you knew what the hell I was talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most obscure reference of the day, the Jackie Kennedy White House tour.
Let's go on
to May reference. Oh, that is nice.
I'm sorry. There seems to be brain in my ashtray.
Willie?
No idea.
Jackie, back in the 60s.
Jackie Kennedy did a famous White House tour.
You didn't hear that. Jackie has brain in their ashtray. Go ahead.
It was aired on two different networks. Was it Charles Collingwood was the
Charles
co-host?
Charles Collingwood. Yep. He was Walter Cronkite before Walter.
Now to my untutored eye.
It was one of the most watched television shows in history at the time.
Yeah,
but the chick does a very fine Jackie Kennedy.
I did this before we heard what she's talked like, and you guys didn't believe me.
We didn't.
This is an actual excerpt of the Jackie Kennedy White House tour, available all over YouTube.
Here we go.
Tell me about the silverware in China, Mrs. Kennedy.
Well, it's not
silver. It's all gold or vermeil.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
They used to use the rose now.
Am I supposed to say vermeilware?
So many of them have been lost, so they've been caught.
Lost.
It's been lost. Well, that's my northeast coming.
Was that your?
No, and now we have a Jackie Kennedy getting, putting up a picture and hitting her, thumb with a hammer. Well, it's actually
a door, son of a bitch, son of a bitch.
Now, Mrs.
Affectation there, maybe.
Yeah. Who talks like this?
Now, Mrs. Kennedy, to my untutored eye,
Charles Collinwood. You want to hear me again? Here we go.
Tell me about the silverware and China, Mrs. Kennedy.
Well, it's not silver. It's all gold or vermeil.
Oh, excuse the hell out of me.
Jack's cheating on you.
Yes, I know. It smells like Marilyn Monroe's cootie cat, Mrs. Right. Kennedy.
Cronkite gets to do the walk on the moon. I'm stuck here talking to you.
And the punk kid Dan Rather's in Dallas waiting for something to happen. And I'm here talking about vermeil.
Talking about soup dishes.
I'm the diamond of the Tiffany Network. I'm sitting here with you.
Tell me about this wooden spoon, you bitch.
Get her, Josh. Take it to her.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.